With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. National parks in Montana are reopening visitor centers and assessing how to move forward following the longest federal government shutdown in history. Blue skies and sunshine made a rare appearance in Glacier National Park Monday morning as staff there returned to work after the 35-day partial federal government shutdown.
The park looks beautiful and it's great to be back.
Lauren Alley is a park spokesperson. She says Glacier staff are planning to restart school programs later this week and visitor centers will reopen Saturday for weekends, as is typical in winter. Yellowstone National Park reopened winter visitor centers and resumed collecting visitor entrance fees Sunday. Staff returned to work Monday to start processing a backlog of applications for backcountry permits, research and film permits, and commercial use authorizations. Yellowstone also began issuing permits for its non-commercially guided snowmobile access program Monday. Morgan Worthen is a spokesperson for Yellowstone. She says despite low visitation in winter, staff should have spent January preparing for its 3 million summer visitors.
35 days is 35 days. 35 days of missed work where usually this time of year, like you say, supervisors are thinking about hiring seasonal hires for the summer. Fire management officers are beginning to think about and plan for the upcoming fire season.
Lauren Alley says Glacier is facing a similar backlog.
This week and probably going into next week is a tremendous amount of assessment. Looking at the 2019 work plan and what absolutely needs to be done before we welcome those 3 million visitors coming to the Flathead and Glacier County this summer.
Alley and Worthen say the parks experienced minimal negative impacts during the shutdown. They say gateway communities stepped up to care for park employees. Worthen thanked area businesses and park concessionaires for paying to keep snow travel access open during the shutdown. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.